We have now reached the month, the eclipse month. And on this edition of Enlightening the Eclipse Countdown to 2017, we travel to one of the highest spots, if not the highest, in Southern Illinois, and see how plans are shaping up to accommodate the world.
I would just like to say, whatever you plan to do on the day of the eclipse, don't miss it.
That's the voice of Teresa Gilbert, the executive director of the Bald Knob Cross of Peace near Alto Pass. And several weeks ago, I drove the scenic tree-lined road up to the cross, and when I got to the top, the view was spectacular. And I thought, how high is this place?
Bald Knob Cross of Peace is a 111-foot cross that stands on the top of the highest point in Southern Illinois, I understand, at 1,034 feet above sea level.
For comparison, I did a quick Google check, and it shows that Carbondale sits at 415 feet above sea level, Marion 518 feet above sea level, only 479 feet, and Cape Girardeau sits at 351 feet above sea level. But even though this is a great, unobstructed place to watch the eclipse, it's very important to remember to call and get a ticket first. Because again, due to the possibility of huge numbers of people who could jam the winding two-lane country roads leading to Bald Knob, for safety reasons, general admission is not allowed. You're limited on space. People can't just come up here the day of. In fact, can you put it the way you did before I got my recorder going?
Sure. Yes, it's not going to be possible for people to just come drive up to Bald Knob Cross like they're used to doing because of the limited space that we have and the potential number of people that want to come. Typically, at Bald Knob Cross, people come and go. Our gate opens at 8 in the morning and is open until dark all year round, and so people can come and go as they please. For this event, we are selling advance tickets only, and it's simply to control the crowd, because if we have more people than we could handle up here, no one would have a good experience. Because of the road coming up, if there were more people than we could handle, people honestly wouldn't even be able to get up here. So we have decided to sell tickets, two different levels of tickets. And so it is important for people to know that on the day of the eclipse, only ticket holders will be allowed to even come up the road to Bald Knob Cross.
Right. And I think if anybody's been up here, they would understand why. It's gorgeous, but it's kind of a small country road. And I was thinking, let's say, for example, 5,000 cars trying to jam up this, like you said, it would turn into a parking lot. People would be stuck in on the road. And a lot of times on the road, the trees cover a lot of the sky, so they wouldn't see the eclipse. Okay, you've mentioned we are 1,034 feet. If someone is wanting to come up here and they want to make sure they have good cell phone service, and I found this information on your website, tell us about cell service up here, and evidently some ham operators might be helping. What's the angle on that?
Well, that's an interesting question, Kevin, because we get very differing answers. And of course, I think it so depends on how many people we have in Southern Illinois on that day that's using their cell phones. You know, some cell phone providers tell us we won't have any problem, especially at our elevation, that sort of thing. I'm not sure anybody knows for sure. We certainly can't guarantee that we'll have good cell phone service. We will have ham operators on the site. We will have them actually in different locations. We'll have ham operators here. We'll have at least one at the intersection of Milligan Hill Road and Bald Knob Cross Road. We'll also have a ham operator at our shuttle location, where some of our ticket holders will be boarding a shuttle. So that, because we need to be able to communicate to both of those places from here. So we're just having that as a backup for us in case we do have difficulty with cell phone service.
Right. Hearing that, Chihuahua begs the question, are dogs allowed on the day of the eclipse? And also, what about tents, alcohol?
All three of those we can't have on that day. We can't, and that's also, for people who are interested, that's also on our Frequently Asked Questions page. We can't have tents, really, of any size. just because of blocking the view. You know, we have an unobstructed view up here, and that's one of the real advantages of people who want to come up here, because we don't have a lot of buildings and a lot of trees, and, you know, we're on a bald knob, and so it's unobstructed. So, you know, we have people who want pictures, and they're doing a lot of equipment, measuring data, that sort of thing. And so if we have a lot of tents that's obstructing the view, then we're defeating the purpose. And I know it's going to be hot. People would love to have tents. I know that, but we can't do that. And we're a no alcohol all the time on the premises. So no alcohol and no glass bottles on the premises. Typically, we allow pets if they're on a leash. We don't allow pets inside the Welcome Center at all. We allow them outside if they're on a leash. But on that day, we're asking no pets at all. Again, for the noise. We have a lot of pets and a lot of barking. And I think pets will become very confused by the darkness in the middle of the day. And so we're asking people to leave the pets at home. And it could also be very hot. And we don't have cooling places for pets. So right. No pets that day.
And, of course, we have some wonderful visitors. Some dogs are excited.
Yes, they want to participate in the interview, I think. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole idea, it is almost for many people a spiritual event, this eclipse, and we just want quiet on the moment of eclipse, I would think, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're doing everything we can to minimize the noise, especially at the point when we're starting the partial eclipse. Like we'll have several shuttles coming up, you know, that's bringing the other ticket holders, but those shuttles will end. The last one, I think, will end no later than about 11:45 or 12. So even when the partial eclipse begins, those shuttles will be quiet as well. So we're trying to do everything to minimize the noise up here.
Gilbert says several area groups are lending a hand as well. For any medical issues, the Southern 7 Health Department is setting up a first aid area inside the visitor center near the cross, and nurses will man the site the whole time. Water? Plenty of bottled water, which will be provided by the Egyptian Board of Realtors in Marion. And, okay, what if nature calls? Will there be extra porta potties?
There will be, and that's not everybody's favorite, but certainly we have to have them. We do inside, and by the way, the Welcome Center is air-conditioned. It's not real large, but we do have a place people can get inside, and I have had that question several times because of the heat. Is there any place we can get inside? And yes, and the first aid station will be inside, so we'll have a place for that. We do have handicapped accessible restrooms inside, but we will also have a pretty big supply of porta-potties outside. One of those will also be handicapped accessible.
And so far, people from nearly two dozen states have bought tickets to see the eclipse at Bald Knob.
We had tickets that have been purchased from 19 states across the nation. We have them from far away as California, Florida, New York. So we pretty much have the scope of the nation, that's somebody that's coming. And it's so interesting sometimes to talk to people who are coming that far that know a lot about eclipses, which I don't, and for them to say, do you know what you have there? And sometimes I'll say, no, but come visit us, and because I can learn from you. You know, it'll be a great day. So I'm looking forward to all that I'm going to learn on that day from people who come that know so much about eclipses and can share that event here with us.
Thank you very much for your time. I know you're busy, but again, thanks so much, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That was Teresa Gilbert. She's the executive director at the Bald Knob Cross of Peace near Alto Pass. And Gilbert added that an event this big involves many community partners. The Egyptian Board of Realtors in Marion, the Murfreesboro High School Key Club, the In the Wind Ministries in Heron, the Southern 7 Health Department, and the Shawnee Amateur Radio Association. And for more information, go to baldknobcross.com. For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.